This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The central government has issued a gazette notification listing gallantry award citations for defence personnel for their acts of extraordinary courage during assorted operations, including Operation Sindoor. The citations included in the gazette are mainly of the Indian Air Force and Indian Army personnel. The citations include heroes like Colonel Kushank Lamba and Lieutenant Colonel Sushil Bisht. Colonel Kushank Lamba has been awarded Veer Chakra for displaying exceptional bravery, valour and courage under fire, reflecting the traditional martial ethos of the Indian Army, the notification stated. Another Veer Chakra awardee is Lieutenant Colonel Sushil Bisht. During an operation, Lieutenant Colonel Bisht, as officer commanding, displayed exceptional courage, leadership and operational brilliance. He led his unit to resounding success by causing complete destruction of terrorist camps. Fighter pilot Group Captain Ranjit Singh Sidhu has been awarded the Veer Chakra for command of his squadron on effective strike missions against pre-selected targets in which all operational tasks were accomplished. Group Captain Animesh Patni, flying a strategic surface-to-air missile squadron from a forward airbase, proved to be a great leader during a mission. His accurate direction caused immense damage to the enemy without inflicting any damage to his own resources, and he was awarded the Veer Chakra. Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu approved 127 gallantry awards and 40 distinguished service awards to personnel of the Indian Armed Forces and Central Armed Police Forces. The scrutiny of nomination papers for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections was completed yesterday for 122 Assembly constituencies. During the process, the nomination paper of the Vikasheel Insan Party candidate from the Sugauli Assembly constituency in East Champaran district was rejected due to an insufficient number of proposers. In the second phase, voting will take place on the 11th of next month. The last date for withdrawal of nominations is 23rd October. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that to further cater to the expected surge in passenger traffic for Diwali and Chhat, the railways plans to operate around 7,800 more special trains in the coming days, and war rooms have been set up to monitor the festive rush. The minister visited the New Delhi railway station yesterday and conducted an on-ground assessment of the arrangements made for passengers during the festive season. Over 80 war rooms are active at the railway board, zonal and divisional levels. India's retail sector recorded its highest ever festive season sales this year between Navratri to Diwali, with trade touching an unprecedented 5.4 lakh crore rupees in goods and 65,000 crore rupees in services. A nationwide survey conducted by the Confederation of All India Traders revealed that the overall turnover rose by 25% compared to last year during the same period. Govardhan Puja is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. In Uttar Pradesh, the festival is being celebrated with religious fervour and devotion, especially in Mathura and Vrindavan area. Foreigners, locals, as well as tourists and pilgrims from all over the country are worshipping Lord Krishna at various temples of Mathura, Vrindavan and performing parikrama of sacred hillock Govardhan. Gujarati community across the world is celebrating the New Year today. In Gujarat, New Year, which is popularly known as Besu Varsh, is celebrated on the first day of Kartik month of Hindu calendar, Vikram Samvat. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Gujarat Governor Acharya Devrat and Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will exchange New Year greetings with the people. South Africa beat Pakistan by 150 runs in a rain-affected round-robin league match of ICC Women's World Cup in Colombo last night. Marzian Kapp's all-round brilliance and Laura Volvard's elegant 90 helped South Africa in crushing Pakistan via DLS method. After initial delay, the match was curtailed to 40 over per side, with South Africa scoring 312 for 9, riding on Laura Volvard's 90 and half centuries from Siun Lewis and Marzian Kapp. And that is the end of this news bulletin.